is called I'm here with Trainwreck. Hey, motherfucker, how are you?
Fine, motherfucker, you?
Not. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, long that's time right. Ago. How long was it? Like months and months and years?
Okay. You're talking about years, man. Pounds, baby, pounds. All right, so I'm on mostly to see if I can get this YouTube thing going. I'm giving it one last shot.
Okay.
So right now we're supposed to have a YouTube channel, and it should be getting no music but all other audio working. Hopefully.
Finger crossed.
All right. That was interesting talking to the dead earlier, huh?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
What a animal, right?
I tell you, he isn't a animal indeed. Here's a place called Comedy Sports with a Z. The fuck okay. Is that mean? Comedy Sports.
Let's ask them.
Hi, you reached Comedy Sports. Boop. Please press 1 for show information. To speak to a real person or to make a reservation, press 2.
Here, the bowling.
Please speak to a real person. Yeah, we're in the bowling alley still. Me and you turned off earlier.
We're doing bowling.
Comedy Sports.
Hey, how you doing there, boy? How you doing?
This is Comedy Sports.
Yeah, hey.
Ryan, who's this?
Hey, me and my friend Trey, and we're at the bowling alley. We're looking to laugh. So, but we're
Hey,
that's him. We're confused exactly. What's Comedy Sports? Is like sports like comedy?
No, what we do is we do comedy about sports. So oh, we do improv shows. So we
is he a comedian?
Yeah, we do. They do improv shows.
He can't hear me, right? Night. He sounds gay.
Can you hear my friend, Trey?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hey! Yeah, I wasn't talking about you. But yeah, what does Z stand for?
What does... He's asked you a question, sir.
Hello?
He asked you a question. Can you hear him?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
What does the Z stand for?
He's asking you what the Z stands for. Don't be rude.
Don't be ignorant, though. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid ignorant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't hear you very well, so I think it'll be better if you just call back.
Now you can't hear us well.
Connection.
Dickhead.
What does Z stand for?
Okay, have a nice day.
Okay, asshole. Bye. All right, now people on... You know what I just realized? If the people who are hopefully listening on YouTube to check... Yeah. Can you let me hear? Could you hear audio? Send it tells me zero viewers right now.
Send me the link.
I mean, could you... You want to check? You check?
Yeah.
I don't think you could hear the caller, the call itself. You could just hear who's on Skype, which is you and me.
Okay.
I think because I opened it on the wrong window.
Okay. But
I'm going to send you the link and we'll test it out. Hang on.
All right. Yeah.
And why could he couldn't hear us, really?
No, he was playing ignorant.
Yeah, I think so. He was being a stupid ignorant. Hopefully that's what it was.
Hold on. I'm gonna mute here.
Because if not, then fuck him. Anyway, back to the music here. I said we call him back.
Yeah, I can. I'm sorry. I can hear you and in the YouTube Google Plus.
Hi,
thing.
You reached hear Comedy me. Sports. Please yep. press 1 open for show information. Ears. To speak to a real person or to make a reservation.
Open your ears.
Please press 3 for our address.
Hear me. Open your ear.
Hear me out.
Dumb it down. Yeah. Dumb it down.
Oh. Fucker.
Comedy Sports.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's a lot better. How can I help you?
Oh, good. So my friend Train had a question for you, and you were really rude and didn't answer his question. Damn it. Go ahead, Train.
Oh, I couldn't even hear you guys.
Okay,
hey. How can I help you?
Shut up.
What does the Z's stand for in your name of your boutique?
Oh, it doesn't stand for anything. It's just part of the name. It doesn't stand for anything. It's just part of the Comedy Sports, and it has a Z at the end.
I found it offensive towards me, and the remark that you made previously were offensive as well. Mr. Cross, do you agree to those statements?
Yeah, I do, because, I mean, me and Train, we used to do comedy related to sports. We had a few gigs that we did in, like, small towns in Utah. And like one of the, for example, train here, he would take a football and go into a quarterback stance, you know, like ready to throw it, and then I would come from behind in a football uniform and pull down his pants in front of everybody, and we'd all laugh.
Right.
Okay, so what is this? We used to do that in the past when we were
In our homosexual years.
Yeah. And
did you have that pass, sir?
And then what he would do, I would stand like a batter with a bat, and he would throw the ball like a pitcher, a baseball, but it would hit me in the balls really hard, and I'd fall over with the bat. Like, oh, and everyone was like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we quit doing that because it was... It was very hurtful in the.
And then I smashed up the car. Then I smashed up his car with a bat.
Yeah. Then I didn't have any car to continue the trip.
You don't understand.
So are you guys asking me questions, or are you guys just having a conversation with yourself? I don't understand what.
We're having a conversation with. We're having a conversation with you, asshole.
Motherfucker.
Please don't swear at me. I don't know what's...
We never swear at you.
Is this some Bill Cosby comedy show or something? Don't swear. Don't say.
Is that some kind of libertarian...
You can't say fucking words. Flim, flarm, and flarm, and filth.
What?
Do you guys say flim, flarming, flarming, filth there?
Hello? Sir? We have multiple inquiries to you. For you.
So, who's talking to me? What's your name? How can I help?
My name is Train, and with me I have Mr. Cross. You will refer him as Mr. Cross. Is that understood?
Or just make a cross with your fingers. You can do that too.
That works too.
Yeah.
This call obviously sounds weird, and I don't understand what's going on.
I hope you realize you're on trial here. Obviously, all you're gonna say will be retained towards you.
Yeah. How do you plead?
How do you plead, sir?
Guilty or not guilty?
I don't know what this is, so I'm going to disconnect.
Then you're guilty. You're guilty.
Okay, have a nice day.
If
he doesn't enter a plea, he is guilty.
Right. Attorney of the defense, take this man.
Yes. Attorney of the defense?
Is that how you say it?
Defense attorney, I think.
Defense attorney.
Where does he take the man to?
Oh, he's taking him to the glory row. The glory hole room. Where he will be asked multiple questions.
By the bailiff?
Probably.
Yeah. The bailiff.
And who knows?
What's the bailiff called in French? The policeman that helps out.
The bail would be the sentence.
The bailiff is, it's like a policeman that just stays in the courtroom.
Le greffier. Greffier.
Le greffier.
Le greffier.
Le greffier.
Mm-hmm.
Greffier. Gotcha. Greffier.
What's your French name, Carlito, again?
Charles?
Mathieu.
Wouldn't it just be Charles?
Mathieu.
Mathieu?
Yes.
Oh, you made that up for me. That's right. Okay, I'm sorry. Which is Matthew or something? Okay.
Yes.
All right, here's Salsa Chocolate, a Latin dance, Latin music place in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the desert.
Two men, one vertical, one horizontal dance.
There we go. Let's see. You hear that okay?
Yeah.
Sandy speaking, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi. You do salsa dancing there?
No, that's not here. This is a store. What's that?
Oh, what's the store do? What kind of store is this? Do you sell salsa?
No, we don't.
What do you sell then?
It's a
ignorant
clothing boutique.
What?
It's a clothing boutique.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I have a Frenchman. He'd be into that.
Yes, I'm quite into that things, those sort of things.
He's a designer.
Yeah. They're because I'm French, you know? Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me all right? I'm having problem with my microphone. Hello? Yes, I'm a designer. Yes? Would you like to be my model? Because I came in your boutique a couple of times now, and I did notice that you were interested to be a mannequin for me.
Mannequin.
Oh, shit. audio cable.
She had hung up. That's what
okay.
Yeah, she had hung up.
Because the quality went like.
Did you say a model or mall?
Yeah, a model.
You said
Carlito,
mall.
You used to be a model in your time, right?
Hell no.
Yeah. You were doing the boxer modeling, right?
Boxer modeling? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like the underwear for the man?
For big men? Big men?
No. Muscular man.
Muscular man. With muscular penises.
Oh, quite, yes.
Quite muscular? I have quite a muscular penis for you.
Oh. I'm quite pleased with that. With that statement.
Well, we all had an idea. Neon's the one that keeps calling you.
Good collection.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, how many spaces come there in the pipe?
Are you gonna?
What do you mean?
Like how many?
Are you stupid.
Yeah. Are you stupid or something? Like how many spaces are in it?
So probably lab test.
How many spaces are in what?
In the pipe machine.
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Pipe machine.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
You have a hookah pipe, right?
Boom, 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 boom.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think I'm going to use that sound for my hang-up sound on Skype. System.
The mailbox belongs to it. Don Babbitt.
You like it?
Doom, 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 doom.
It's becoming pretty well known around here.
Yeah.
Collection.
Yeah, hi, what happened?
I have no idea. It just started beeping at me.
Okay, well, I'm calling about the hookah. You have hookah pipes, right?
I do have hookahs, yes, but I don't understand what you mean by spaces.
Is there a man there that can maybe understands?
A man's not going to make a difference in what you're asking me. What you're asking me doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure a man would understand what I'm talking about better than you.
I'm pretty sure a man wouldn't make any sense of what you're saying because there are no spaces in a hookah.
Bitch.
There's hoses in hookahs.
Can we just try?
And there's a bowl in a hookah.
Bitch.
Yeah. But it has to have a space in order to operate. You probably don't know how things work or machines or tools, stuff like that.
Just be nice.
Okay, well, you should not call my shop and be very sexist or you're not going to get very much help.
Who's sexist? Is it really your shop or someone else, a man's shop?
It's not a man's shop, actually. Almost everyone that works here is women except for one person.
Oh, that's the problem, then.
So
he's the boss.
The boss? Is it the boss?
No, the boss is a woman.
Oh, that's a big problem. I understand now why you guys are having trouble understanding what I'm asking for.
Okay, well, you're a little bit slow because there are no spaces in hookahs.
Is there perhaps another place you can recommend that has men who understand things?
No, but you can get up to date with the times and know that men are not all...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Raining. Stop being smart with the mouth, lady.
Well, don't forget your place here. Dick?
Let me speak
how about
to
you don't call my shop and be a fucking asshole?
Let me speak to your husband. What's his phone number?
I don't have a husband. Oh. I am very, very individual.
And you're how old?
It doesn't matter how old I am.
Oh,
you called me asking me questions and you started calling me stupid. So you called my shop being an asshole.
Bitch.
So again, I have your phone number. I could definitely call and I could report you.
Are you older than 23 and not married? Is that what's going on here?
She's an old lady.
Because I'm not Mormon?
Sound old.
Is that why you're asking if I'm 23 and not married?
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I mean, you can be whatever you want. You don't have to be Mormon. It's preferred.
Can be a
But you would understand by now if you were married already and had children and have responsibilities.
At 23 years old, you expect someone to be married and have kids?
Yeah, by then. I bet you're on birth control, too,
aren't you? What time do you live in?
I bet you are on birth control, also.
Is that it, lady?
I think you need to go back to school, and I think you need some help.
Yeah.
I think you forget your place here, lady.
Don't forget, when you see Holy Father, when you go to heaven and see Holy Father, you're going to have to explain why you had sex and had to use birth control instead of being married and settling down with a good husband who would take care of you. And you would take care of him and his house and his cooking and cleaning and watering plants.
Taking care of his children. I like that.
That was a good move, right? Yeah.
With the bowling.
That was pretty funny. Hit the bowling in the background the whole time. We just call it from the bowling alley. Oh, yeah. How many spaces?
Oh, there's only one man here. Oh, yeah? He's the boss?
That was a good one. Good work, man.
Thank you. Good job, too.
Thank you.
We did great. End the show now.
All right. Let's end. Here's tailor-made beauty supply. Let's see if they're actually maids.
Okay.
You tell them we need them to clean the house. Yeah, tailor-made?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. I'm glad you guys are, you know, taking calls. I need to order two maids to come here and clean up my house. I have a lot of dog vomit everywhere and dog feces, and I need them to scrub the toilet nice and good. Get on their hands and knees and scrub the bathroom floor.
You have called the wrong location.
This is tailor-made.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I need some maids over here, some women. Nice, big, fat asses.
All right. Well, we don't do that.
Do you have big asses? Do you have big ass?
All right. I hope that you have a good day.
Hey, what's your ass size?
Nice.
Or ass size, yeah.
You could go with the same angle here. But tell that you can tell them that your mistress was sick and you don't want your wife to find out, so they need to come quick.
Well, it's a beauty supply. That's a problem. It's not actual tailors or actual mates.
They are.
Hello? Kayoko?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Can I make it? I'd like to make an order, please.
An order? We don't do orders.
I need one oil.
Oh, Carlito, I think they do. They only do commands.
Yeah, I command you.
Is that better, honey pie?
Do you understand? Do you feel better if I command you?
You like to be dominated?
I hope you're excited to talk to the police.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, police! Yay!
Oh, man, police.
We're at the bowling alley. Come get us at the bowling alley.
You called me four times now just to harass me.
I called you twice, God. You idiot.
Stupid ignorant.
You're fucking stupid. I can't count. You call me four times.
I don't know how to.
Let me embellish and exaggerate for the police. It's the worst calls ever.
Are you there? I command you to hang up the phone. Yeah, we are having a bowling here. It's quite fun.
Honey. There she goes. But she heard.
Yeah.
Here's the Rice King. You got any question for the Rice King?
Oh, yeah. I'm the king of rice. Yeah. He has no title to call himself like that. I was here first.
Tell him he's a pretender to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Rice King,
my view. Hey, is this the King of Rice?
Rice King?
Yeah. May I speak to the King?
King?
You're obviously a servant. I need to speak with the King.
I see.
Man business here? Royal business? Hello?
Yep.
Lady? Oh. Was she Indian?
I don't know. Could
I
be
think
anybody,
she was Chinese,
really,
or something like that.
Could be anybody eats rice. Mm.
A pretender to the throne. That's a good expression.
Yeah. Those Indians will steal any throne they get their hands on, man.
Mm.
You know them.
You give them a finger, they take the arm.
Uh-huh. Mm. Especially the women.
Yep. What's your... you don't like a special kind of Indian person, Carlito, the Indian woman?
No, I don't mind anyone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is it the... Is it... What number did I reach?
India.
My phone number is 8.
Oh, yeah, India, right?
No, India.
Rice King?
I think
Lice King. Lice King.
Are you a pretender to the throne? I was here first, lady. Therefore, you shall change your name. Is that understood? Would you comply with those order, with those command, those simple command?
Give me.
Hello. Oh, okay. Give the phone to a man. Bitch.
Oh my god.
What the fuck is going on? I cannot tell when they hung up, right?
She said, wait a minute, I think.
Okay. They need to buy a better phone there, because they are low on my end.
Yeah.
Can you hear them good?
They're low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not your fault, it's their fault.
I can make it better, but you might start getting...
Yeah, yeah, no.
You're an echo. There, she hung up now, finally. Finally hung up.
Yeah. Probably they pick up and hear us like...
All right, that was fun. Let's not call them again. However, we could call... I found this 24-hour Indian place in Las Vegas on the Strip. That's hilarious. Let me see if I can...
Show me.
Google Maps. Let's go there.
Fire up the Google machine.
Google Maps will take us. Google Maps. Let's see. 24-hour Indian Las Vegas, Nevada. You know how to preview Nevada? I bet you don't. I bet you don't.
Yes, I did.
You do?
Yeah.
How you abbreviate Nevada?
What?
How do you abbreviate Nevada? Like with two letters. Do you know how?
NV?
Yeah, you're good. I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
Well, you're Canadian. I didn't know if you did. What about, what about Alabama?
AB?
Nope. AL.
It's a simple one then.
You fool.
Yeah. But you know what? I went in Cali in Nevada like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to the Hoover Dam?
No, we didn't have time.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Went there multiple times? You or yourself, Cardio?
Never been in the West. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I'd like to make an order.
We don't take any phone orders. Sorry, Father. Thank you.
Do you have banchod there?
Sukmararifwa.
Do you have banchod?
No, we don't have banchod. Sorry.
Do you have your mother?
I have your father's dig.
His dig? Dig what? What does he dig? I have your father's a dig.
What the fuck is that?
His dig. Silly. Yeah. Silly Indian.
Crazy people.
You try to talk to him now.
Okay. Yeah, obviously he will understand me much better than you. Should I go straight to the insult part?
Ready?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hung up on my friend, bitch. Suk mararifwa. Panchot, motherchot, petichot.
You son of bitch. You son of bitch.
I love it.
Son of bitch, motherfucker.
You cocksucker, motherfucker.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
All right, let's call some more.
Oh, we changed the tune, right? Good.
Yeah, a little bit different now.
Fuck yeah! Hey, wave at the camera so I can see how much delay there is.
Yeah. Let me pull it on my camera. I had it on my still shot.
Okay.
All right, and there's Wavy right now. count the seconds. The audio's working on there. We can hear you.
I was able to hear me a couple minutes ago when you asked me to verify.
Okay, good, good. So we're working. Finally.
Yep.
Fuck. Just gonna call and say that to people.
Fuck.
We're calling in a very Mormon town. That's why she said why. Because I'm not Mormon. Because I'm not married at 23 with children. But damn, Utah is straight up gangster.
Oh yeah, Utah. I heard that Utah was a beautiful place.
I heard it's got a lot of natural beauty. Yes.
Oh, I think there is more than 2 minutes of delay, Carly, though.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube computer, Google machine.
You know it.
Yep. I'm well versed in those science. Move from the gate,
man. Hello, it's Asian Market.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what kind of rice do you have?
What kind are you looking for?
The main rice, the kind that you cook with water.
The good one?
Yeah, the good one.
Jasmine rice?
No, the one that takes water.
No upgrade.
All of them do.
Oh.
That'll be six.
What's the one you just said?
Jasmine? It's pretty much like the
shut up.
Asian rice.
Yeah, shut up. Can you go get it back right now so I can ask you a question about the label?
Okay, 1 second.
Get the big bag, the big 5-pound bag.
5-pound bag?
Yeah.
All right, 1 sec.
All right.
All right, thanks, man. All right, 1 second. I'll be right with you, 1 second.
All right, hurry up.
Can you hold it higher? I cannot see it.
Yeah, I said hold on, but I...
Hold on what?
Hold on to this, these nuts.
Okay, now the still shot are gone on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I just see you wave at me.
Damn,
yeah.
That took a while. It took a few
yeah.
minutes.
There's almost like a 2 minutes delay here.
Might have been a little more.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a bag of rice for you.
Okay, and I need you to go ahead and on the back, tell me what directions it has.
Is there gluten in it?
Can you hold 1 second? I'm helping out a customer at the front desk.
Okay, honey.
Sorry about that.
Yep. They can do that. It's okay.
Hey, are you, I don't know if you follow football, Carlito.
I do.
Really? Okay. Yeah. What is your, I don't even know the team, the name of the team that are going in the Super Bowl this year.
The Seahawks.
Okay.
And the New England Patriots from Boston.
Oh, yeah. I know one of those. Right.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Yeah. So what you can do is get like a, this is for a pot, by the way. Are you looking for something to make it in a rice cooker or?
I got a little bit of pot here. Yeah.
Are you looking to make it in a pot?
Yeah.
All right. I was wondering because it's different for a rice cooker than it is for an actual pot. So.
Why is it different? Do you need to do more water or less?
For the pot on the stove, it's easier to burn it on the bottom, and so you're gonna get a lot of rice like wasted.
Oh, but yeah, I do have a rice cooker. I just put it in, measure 2 cups per one, or I think, or how's it? Can you tell me?
It's pretty much 1.5 cups of rice, or 1.5 cups of water, or 1 cup of rice for this kind of jasmine.
Okay. All right. All right, can you go ahead and open the bag for me?
But who's Jasmine? You keep saying Jasmine, but what is his name? I don't think he's Jasmine. Do you stole her rice? Is that what it is, sir?
What are you talking about?
Can you open the bag?
No, I can't open it.
Well, I just need you to check something inside.
If it's rice?
Well, no, there's something else that it does. I need you to check it, kind of, so I can get it. I mean, I'll get that one right there.
You just
staple it or something.
I can't do that.
Come on, please. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Can't do it.
Please, I'll suck your dick.
Dude, is this a joke?
No, I'll suck your dick really good. Like, I'll eat the...
It sounds like a joke. I'm going to hang up in a second.
I'll eat the cum and everything.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
All right, bye.
No, you won't, motherfucker, you.
Ew. Why did I say that? That's nasty.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with me? I'm sick. I'm sick. That's what my mom would say if she heard that. You're sick? Is that what you want to be sick? To be a gay? To be a sick gay?
A sick gay?
To get an aid? She said that you're going to get an aid?
Oh, my God.
Because I was 16, I was prank calling a local radio station as a gay guy. I was like, oh, my God, how you doing? And my mom, like, when I hung up, I turned around. My mom was standing right there, like, is that what you want? Are you sick? You want to be a gay? You want to get an aid? Okay. No?
It's
just
God.
A joke, mom.
Hey, does she know? Yeah, she's still alive, right?
No, she's dead.
Oh, okay.
And but we burned her.
Hmm?
And we burned her.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Cremated her. What's up?
But did she know that you were still doing pranks like as an adult?
No, she didn't.
What would be her reaction, you think?
Yeah, she'd like, give me a shit.
No, come on.
Yeah, she would.
She would find it funny.
If it was big enough that I was paying my bills and giving her money, she'd be okay with it.
Oh, of course. Into prank form.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Are you looking for it?
I'm not good.
Okay.
I want to make an order.
Yeah. One moment, please.
Okay, fucker.
I'm ready.
Okay, I need one shrimp.
Excuse me?
One shrimp.
Oh, shrimp what? Taco, burrito?
Shut up.
Shrimp culo?
Cocktail?
Shrimp taco?
What?
And then shrimp taco and then a crab culo?
Aquí no vendemos crab culo.
No? No hay crab culo?
No.
Oh.
No.
I
puedo estar en otro lugar.
What about la el coño tu madre? Do you sell that? Huh?
Capericho?
Hello?
Bueno, ¿quieres ordenar comida o quieres insultar?
Yeah, el coño tu madre. ¿Cuánto es?
El coño tu madre, tu puta madre baboso.
Yeah, tu madre es puta.
Capericho.
Cochina. Es carabichos. Carabicha. In Spanish, she was telling me, no, at first she was like, no, we do not sell crab ass here.
Are you here for insult or for ordering food?
Yeah, she said that. The first thing she sounded like my dad's sister, my aunt would say. No, we do not sell crab ass here. And then I said, do you have your mother's cunt? And she said, yeah, we got your mother's cunt. And I forget what she said. She said something else insulting.
I was speaking, saying just the wrong word.
You got mad.
Carabicho. What? That.
Carabicho, which means pink face. Cock face. Here, go ahead. You call her that. See?
Okay.
They may
Thank
not
you.
Care. If they're Mexican, bicho means a bug, like an insect.
Mm. But it would be still an insult, right?
Insect face.
Yeah. Let me stomp on you. Carabicho?
Are you?
Carabicho? Maricón? Chinga tu madre.
Hey. Sir? Oh, he just took it like, ay, 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 they're insulting me. Oh,
I'm going to suicide now.
Oh, it hurts.
Are you individually millionaires yet?
No.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That's quick. Yep.
Oh, called your favorite Lowe's in the Hawaii.
Oh, those guys, they're really on to me. I'll call the closest one to where I am. I'm a man.
Maybe I can connect you to the guy that you want to talk in flooring, and when I'm into the call, you can talk to him, okay?
Oh, we'll get flooring on the line here. Hey.
Okay.
Hello there, Fort Talk, can I help you?
What?
Hello?
Who?
Hi, this is Lowe's Air Sports.
Oh, I need to be transferred the flooring.
I think you're looking for like Lowe's Hardware Store.
This is Lowe's.
Like a trampoline gym.
Don't be smart with me, you little fuck. I need help, please.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, though. I don't, motherfucker, you.
Okay.
Do it now. I need to make a floor. And if all you have is trampolines, we'll make a trampoline floor. And I can pork your wife on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Does your wife work there, help you out too, or is she somewhere else?
She's somewhere else.
Where's she at? I'll give her a call.
I'm actually not married.
Oh, you're not? Do you have a boyfriend? Girlfriend?
Nope.
Do you have a woman in your life? Another person in your life?
I don't. Is there anything I can actually help you with?
Why don't you? Trainwreck, he's single. Yeah. Go ahead, Trainwreck. He's single,
yeah,
too.
Is he interested?
Are you interested in a French man?
Yeah. I can show you some part of yourself that you never discovered before. I can show you the world. Splendid things are going to happen.
Whatever. That fucking guy.
Yeah.
He was a little
weird.
I need to
learn the Aladdin, what's it called? The song, I Can Show You the World.
From Aladdin.
Yeah.
A Whole New World. Was that from Aladdin?
A Whole New World.
Was that Aladdin or?
Yeah.
For some reason, I think it was the other one. It was Little Mermaid, you know?
Not sure. I think, well, I could be wrong here, but. This is from Dashi.
I think Jasmine did sing. I think you're right. Yeah.
Or maybe it's from The Little Mermaid. Who knows? I don't know.
I think she was all about the new world that she was going into.
Yeah, the new world old order.
I know, but I think her song was Wish I Could Be Part of That World.
Yeah.
The store, press
I think that was hers. So I think you might be right.
For information on
I remember theory, Prince Ali was one of them.
Old installations.
I didn't like Aladdin. I wasn't really into it.
Press 3.
I like The Little Monkey.
4. Lumber
building. Call them My Little Monkey.
I don't know what
transferring to flooring.
Flooring! There you go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Bubble move. Oh my god.
Flooring, this is Melissa.
Yes, I'm calling for flooring.
This is flooring.
Good, now can you put a man on the phone?
Yes, I can. Just a moment.
Thank you.
She's nice. She's so nice. Oh, this is him. This is him.
Yeah, here.
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Yeah. What did she say about me there? What was she saying?
You wanted to talk to a man?
Yeah, because, you know, women, they mess stuff up. You're Mormon, right? You're LDS?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I am. A lot of people here are, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. My friend is. He had a question about the flooring. He needs some flooring.
What kind of flooring do you have, sir?
You?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
You?
Hello?
Hello?
You?
Can you help me with the flooring thing?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of floor do you have?
We have tile, we have
laminate, shut up.
Hardwood.
Okay, but... Huh?
What are you looking for?
Flooring. Is that the wrong department?
No, this is the right department.
Motherfucker. Oh, okay, right. Do you have, the wood floor?
Wood floor? We do have wood floor.
Okay. Put that down. Three planks of that.
Three
go ahead.
Floor.
Yep. Yep! Hold on. I think my friend Carlito has some inquiries on for himself, too.
Hello?
I think he's in the bathroom. Hold on. I'm going to give
sir?
Him the phone.
Sir? Hello? Hello? There he goes. All right. I'll call the front desk. I need help with the toilet.
Doesn't go.
Thank you for calling Lowe's. Para instrucciones en español, marque 3.
For directions to the store, press 1. For store hours, press 2. To reach a department directly, press 5. Or to speak with the operator, press 0.
You want me to press...
Yeah, can you? Because I can't find it for some reason.
Okay.
Or maybe it'll just send us... I got it.
Okay.
Big 0.
How may I get your call?
Yeah, I have a problem in the toilet. Who can help me?
You know what? I can't understand a word you're
saying. I'm in the toilet!
Hold on.
What a bitch.
I can't understand you.
I'm stupid.
I'm a woman. Therefore, I'm stupid. Stupid, ignorant.
Oh, my God. Oh.
This is Paul.
Hey, boy, I'm in the toilet, and I have a problem. Can you help me?
Yeah.
I broke something, and I'm in here now.
Okay.
I broke it.
But what'd you break?
Several things here in the bathroom.
In the men's restroom at Lowe's?
In the bathroom, yeah. I broke a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, how can I help you?
Can you get me out of this mess, please? I want like clemency. I want to be able to get out of here without being arrested or stopped or anything.
Okay.
I broke things in the store. Now I'm hiding here in the bathroom. I'm scared. I want to give myself up.
Okay.
I took a forklift and I was driving it. And I crashed it into paint cans, and the paint went all over the forklift and all over me. And I started running away, and I was leaving paint tracks everywhere.
Okay.
Okay, and then this guy told me, hey, you gotta come back here. And I did like a flying leg kick, and I kicked one of the big like displays, and it toppled over like two or three of the shelving things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, that's okay.
And then I did a spin kick and I hit one of the bathrooms on display and broke in all these pieces. And I took a cash register and I picked it up and I threw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it. And now I'm hiding in the bathroom.
That's not. You're just hiding out in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Trainwreck, you got anything for him? He's here with me. We're using the glory hole together.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me all right?
This isn't very funny. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry to waste your time and everyone else's.
Hello, sir.
Okay.
What's your name, boy?
I'll go ahead and go now. All right? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tell him you don't have paper.
There's no toilet paper in here.
We need paper.
You could use
Shut
your
up.
Shirt. That's all right.
I Shut up.
What?
What happened?
What can we use? My t-shirt. You know what you do with a t-shirt? You ever take the towel and one end in both hands and you have it between your legs and you just go back and forth? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you ever do that?
I can't figure out what you are talking about.
You never do that. That feels good. It gets you real clean, real dry. It does. That's the best way to get dry your balls, man. Yeah. Dry your asshole and everything.
Yeah.
But use a dark colored towel. Like and then keep using. Oh. All right, I'm done. I'm going to go back, review the YouTube, see how it worked. It seems like it held out okay.
Yeah.
A few little glitches.
Right now.
My cameras stopped working in the middle of that, but other than that, everything held out. That's a camera.
Hold on. The chat is not frozen, but it's like cascading very, very slowly.
Yeah, not a lot of people are talking.
Okay.
I think it's because of the time. Or because no one likes me, maybe. I don't know. No one's in there. No one likes the chat room. Well, how many people do I have listening right now? 36 plus 70 plus 60. All right, so I got 160 total. Shoutcast plus that. Plus anyone on YouTube, which I don't think is anybody. No one's even really hearing. You're there, so we got one person.
Yeah! No, there are six people right now.
Are there? We got six? Yeah. That's cool. And you can yeah, there are six. Cool. Awesome.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah! All right. I'm out of here. Thanks for joining me, Trainwreck. It was fun, man.
Oh, you're out of the building already?
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Oh, no.
I got to start working on dinner. It was just a short thing. All right, I'll see you later. Thanks.
See you later, buddy.
That's him. And this is me leaving. See you guys.
Prank Call Nation.